Hello and welcome to Insight, your local guide to DLR services. My name is Cahill, and on today's episode, I'll be diving into the world of engineering in Dunleary Rathdown County Council. First, I'll be talking to James Phelan, an engineer involved in many sections in the council, including road maintenance, cleansing and beaches, to name a few, as I find out about the operations and maintenance side of engineering in DLR. After that, I'll be speaking with Margaret Hartnett, an engineer working in our capital projects office, who's involved in projects from their conception right up to their completion. Join me as I delve into the exciting and varied career of an engineer in the council and find out what engineering has to do with our beaches, what sort of projects our engineers are involved in, and some aspects of the job that make James and Margaret feel proud to be engineers with DLR. Morning, James. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast today. Just to get started then, what is your primary role in the council, James?
Good morning, Cahill. Well, look, first of all, I suppose, thanks very much for having me this morning. So I suppose my primary role, I'm the senior engineer operating within the infrastructure and climate change section, or department rather. And I oversee road maintenance, public lighting, and the cleansing and beaches sections of the council. So I suppose there's quite a variety in those sections alone. Everything from
a big remit, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So road maintenance, I suppose, is overarching responsibility is the maintenance and upgrade of the road network. So everything from, you know, footpath and road improvement and upgrade works, you know, to winter maintenance, the roads control function in terms of road opening licensing and managing of any works that take place in the public roads is also operated within that section. And then we have the public lighting section, who you know, oversee the maintenance and upgrade and operation of the public lighting across the county, across all areas. And then we've also got the cleansing and beaches section, which support, you know, various operations, including street cleansing, management of the public street bin service, you know, a gully cleaning and weeding operation. And then the beaches operation also falls within the cleansing section service, where we maintain maintain and upgrade our various bathing areas across the county, and which would also include a number of beach enhancement projects, and coastal protection also falls within the remit of the beaches section. So it's a nice wide variety across a number of areas.
It's a mouthful to go through anyway, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. It is indeed.
Yeah. And where you yourself are an engineer?
I am indeed, yep. Yeah. So I'm a civil engineer by background.
And where did you study?
Yeah, so I did a Bachelor's of Engineering in University College Dublin, and I then moved over, relocated initially then to London, and did a Master's and MSc in Structural Engineering with Business Management in Imperial College London, and then before starting my employment then in London.
Oh, wow. So you worked in London as well?
I did indeed, yeah. So I started my career in London, you know, working with civil engineering contractors for a period of time.
And were you private sector working in London?
I was indeed, yeah. So I worked with J. Murphy & Sons, civil engineering contractor based out of central London. They have numerous offices around the UK, but I worked in their head office in London, working in the power section when I first began. Which I know for a young engineer coming out of college from civil engineering, I was thinking to myself at the time, what does power have to do with civil engineering? but it was the work was predominantly civils related. So in terms of you know, various cable, high voltage cable connection installations that we carried out throughout the public road network and private lands, and then a number of substation upgrade and substation refurbishment projects that I would have carried out with Murphy's during my time there as well.
Okay, and then, so you're clearly working back in Ireland now. Did you move, when you moved back to Ireland, did you join the public sector straight away, or were you in the private sector for a while?
No, actually, the bulk of my experience has been in the private sector. So, as I said, I worked with a civil engineering contractor in London. When I first came back to Ireland in 2016, I joined J. Sisk & Sons, and I worked on the Lewis Cross City project in Dublin City Centre then for a period of time before joining...
Oh, interesting.
Before joining Activo, where I worked predominantly in telecommunications up until when I joined the council in 2020. I would have also worked on a number of local authority civils projects when I was working with Activo. So I suppose that maybe gave me a little bit of the appetite towards you know, what opportunities might exist in a local authority.
Oh, interesting. And so what was the big draw for you to join the local authority here, the public sector?
I probably felt like I had spent the bulk of my career working project to project within the private sector, very much involved in the delivery of construction projects, you know, across the power sector in the UK, as I mentioned, local authority, civils, and road related projects, telecommunications projects, always very much coming in at the delivery phase. So, you know, some of the schemes I would have been involved in, particularly in the UK, were design and build, but you were still very much coming in when the project, I suppose, had been kind of conceptualized and you were working project to project. And I wanted to get more involved in schemes that I suppose I was involved in the inception or conceptualization of the project, and, you know, bringing it to life in the beginning and then get involved throughout the full life cycle of the scheme. I wanted to get involved in schemes where there was going to be a clear community benefit and you could visibly see the result of your work on the ground. I think I had many great experiences, I suppose, in the private sector prior to that. But I think the wide variety you get working with a local authority and working on schemes that contribute directly to the public interest, you know, it's great to be a part of that.
And I'd say having such a wide remit across the county, like you're involved in projects across the whole county, it must be, going on to that community benefit, it must be really nice driving around and seeing so many of your own projects that you've been involved in, seeing them dotted around the county. That must be something else.
It is, absolutely. And I take great pride in that. You know, obviously there's a whole team of, you know, engineers and architects and planners and so on that are involved in these schemes. But definitely I take great satisfaction in that. You know, I'm from the Dunleary area. You know, it's great to be able to, I suppose, enjoy and see the benefit and experience the benefit of the projects as much as the wider public do in the county I was born and raised in.
Yeah, I'd say especially living in the county, you get to reap the benefits of your own projects as well. What sort of projects have you been involved in? Have you any examples for our listeners?
Yeah, I have indeed. So as I say, I operate across road maintenance, public lighting and cleansing of beaches. So there are a wide variety of operational disciplines anyway. So the road maintenance section, on an annual basis, we will have our annual roads program. So that delivers a whole wide range of projects split across different disciplines, from, you know, major road schemes, which would involve a full road reconstruction, you know, involving all new footpath upgrades, junction upgrades, you know, everything really within the road envelope itself. We might have a more minor road patching scheme then that falls within our minor works roads program. And then we have drainage improvement programs, accessibility programs, cycleway maintenance, and a number of other smaller program elements within road maintenance. So that's one overarching project that's delivered you know, year to year. And we, you know, we have, I suppose, as an example, we have a couple of major schemes we've delivered in the last couple of years, the most recent one being the N11 pavement renewal scheme, which has been delivered over a 3-year scheme, and the final phase of it now coming up within the next few months with a view to completion in early 2024. So that's a full maintenance renewal from Mount Marion Avenue and throughout the N11 then right the way to Loughlinstown. So that's a really meaningful project. Wow. within the road maintenance section. But outside of roads, there's a variety of other schemes that we've delivered within the beaches section. For example, we delivered a beach enhancement scheme at Killiney back in 2020 and 2021. It was done, I suppose, it was a scheme that was driven from, you know, driven by a response to COVID at the time. To really provide our, you know, an enhanced amenity facilities for people, given that there was a huge focus on outdoor living. That again, that's a project I've really enjoyed, and personally seeing the benefits and experiencing what's been done since it's been delivered. You know, where we enhanced the amenity out there in terms of accessibility to the beach, creation of a new walkway with public realm seating areas. And just a general enhancement of the beach environment, I suppose, it's itself. But we've had a number of other projects we've also delivered, you know, within beaches, and accessibility enhancement project this year at the 40 foot. We've recently just completed a rock armour repair remedial project at Quinn's Road, which is an access point to the beach itself, which had been degrading for a period of years. And now later this summer, we have a We have a further remedial project to take place at Collymore Harbour, which has gone through quite a lengthy planning process and will involve a rock anchor repair to the harbour wall and within the harbour itself. You know, we also have projects across public lighting. We've recently upgraded all the lanterns within Dalkey Village, for example, in the last couple of years. And then we deliver a number of other maintenance projects within the cleansing section across, you know, the annual weed removal program that takes place during the summer months, the ongoing cleansing and street cleaning operation and the street bin service itself. So there's a wide variety of projects and operations mixed into those areas.
There seems to be a huge amount of them. And it's not even that you are involved in like the one solitary big project here and there. It's stuff that is all across the county that some people may not even realize that the council is involved in, for a start, never mind the upkeep and maintenance, like public roads, public lighting. It's, you can't go anywhere in the county without encountering the two of those, at least.
Absolutely.
The beach may not be for everyone, but there's definitely been a massive increase in the amount of sea swimming since COVID. So the beach renewal and enhancement projects all along our bathing areas seem to have reaped massive rewards already. And especially with the Collymore one coming in as well. That's brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's great to be part of it. Yeah, and like that, I think, has been the focus of the last, the last few years since COVID really kicked off in 2020. We've had a huge focus on outdoor living, you know, and improvement of outdoor amenities, the beaches. And obviously we have the wider public realm improvements that have also been carried out across the county. And my sections in road maintenance and cleansing would have had an active part in a number of the COVID mobility projects that have been delivered too. And I suppose initially back in response to COVID in 2020, we deployed a number of rapid build measures across the county, and they were done really as a real cross-departmental collaboration across, you know, sections within what was municipal services at the time, now infrastructure and climate change, our architects and some consultants that facilitated us as well. And that's really where I suppose the likes of the active travel section has evolved from that, those original COVID mobility projects. So there's lots of great stuff, I suppose, happening across the county in the last few years.
It's huge and it's constant. And it seems like there's a massive variety of work in your job and in the engineering sector in the county, in the council as well.
There is absolutely. I suppose for anyone coming into the council and working as an engineer, there's opportunities to work on a whole host of areas. Obviously my sections are more operations focused, and I suppose more maintenance and operations. But again, as I've alluded to there, we do also carry out a number of bigger projects too. You'll get great experience, I suppose, in terms of people and project management and budget management. We have a big team here across our sections, in excess of 120 people across, outdoor operational grades, professional, technical, and administrative office staff then as well. So you get to meet, I suppose, and work with a variety of different types of people. And that's just my areas, obviously, on the operational side. You know, there is the other capital project side of things, within our projects office department, but, you know, also some of our other, you know, capital project related sections, such as active travel and our traffic section, also deliver some larger transportation schemes. And people, you know, young engineers or engineers at any grade really coming in, get an opportunity to be involved in some of the more significant major infrastructure projects. So there's great opportunities in that regard.
And you mentioned you're for myself, not even our listeners, you mentioned you're in the operational side of things.
Yeah.
There's the project side as well. What are the main differences between the two sides?
Yeah, so I suppose my side of the house, we'd have a fairly large staff contingent, as I mentioned there. We'd have a significant number of direct labour, outdoor and, you know, office professional technical staff. And then we'd also have a number of contractors that support us in the delivery of our maintenance and operations programs. It's quite dynamic, fast moving. There's a lot of work, but it's across a variety and a number of maybe smaller scale projects. So I think it suits people that like working with a number of people, you know, like being flexible and dynamic day to day. And you don't know what any day is going to, no two days are the same. Sometimes you come in the morning and you're not too sure how the day is going to evolve, but it's exciting, and it things evolve quite quickly. Whereas I suppose the project side of the house is more, I suppose, more project specific. You're looking at bigger capital schemes. I suppose they go through quite a more of a lengthy planning process, detailed design and construction, and you more, I suppose, more dedicated to larger scale infrastructure projects. But the two sides of the coin, I suppose, are tied together as well, because obviously we would consult and work with our colleagues in, the capital projects office or the active travel section, or, if the traffic section are delivering a major infrastructure project, and, we collaborate to make sure that what's built ultimately is maintainable by the maintenance and operation sections of the council. We all have to be, I suppose, singing from the same hymn sheet, to make sure that what is built is sustainable, and caters for the needs of the wider public, and does so for well into the future.
And so, being two different streams of, so you have your operations and your project side of things, you're still quite interlinked. There's a lot of interaction between the two sides within the council.
There is, absolutely. And for someone like me who came in from the private sector previously, it was kind of eye-opening, really. Being an engineer, I suppose, coming from a contracting background, I was quite used to working with construction staff on site, working with quantity surveyors and other engineers and project managers working with me. But I suppose coming into the council then, and being involved in projects that have an impact across areas, you work closely with the projects office, as I said, or active travel if they're delivering a project that ultimately will fall into the maintenance remit of road maintenance and cleansing. And you're obviously supporting them on making sure that various design aspects of those schemes cater for what can be maintained into the future. And you're also working closely with planners in terms of those schemes and our own projects, and there's always interaction on different aspects of schemes that we're delivering with planning, with parks, for example. Obviously there's a lot of green infrastructure on the road network that our park section would maintain on behalf of road maintenance, so we'd have quite a close collaboration there as well. Any of the project schemes that we do get involved in, within beaches and within roads, we would interact quite closely with our architects department as well, in terms of ensuring that architectural aspect is fully accounted for. So you really do get a wide variety of experience. Even on the tourism side of things, like beaches, there's a huge tourism aspect to beaches as well. And we're working closely with our tourism officer, for example, and our architects team on a future beachside water sports facility that's going to be constructed at Killiney Beach in the next few years. So you really do get that cross-departmental collaboration and working within a local authority.
Would that be one of the big differences that you'd see between the private sector and the public sector, is the range of different projects and departments that you would get to work with?
I think so, yeah. For me, that is the big difference. Obviously, I'm speaking, having come from a contracting background, obviously there's people that may come into a local authority from a consultancy background that have a slightly different level of experience. But for me, that has been the big thing coming into the council that was somewhat eye-opening to me coming in. I wouldn't have maybe anticipated getting involved in such a wide variety of areas. But I think in the last few years, it's really shown me that the more people you interact with and deal with, and I'm not just, I suppose, talking at a internal, I suppose externally as well, the community groups we work with, our elected members and other stakeholders. I think it's that variety of interaction and bringing on board people's different points of views that really makes for the best projects. And sometimes you don't know what direction a project is going to take. It can evolve to something much more significant than you might have even envisaged in the first place. And that's been the real difference for me, I think, coming from the private sector, where you were, I suppose, dealing with a project that was more defined when you came to the construction stage, to working in a local authority where you're bringing in all these different points of view and bringing people together to deliver something for the community.
And was that expected, or was that a surprise when you joined? Did you expect to be working with that sort of multitude of people?
I probably didn't. If I'm being honest, I suppose when I joined DLR, I approached it with an open mind. I really enjoyed my time in the private sector, and I was very much involved in, project delivery. And I suppose I just felt after a number of years that I just needed to try something a little bit different. I wasn't too sure what to expect in coming to the local authority at the time as well. And when I initially joined, I came in as a senior executive engineer in the cleansing and beaches section. And I remember a week before I joined, being told what section I was going to, and I didn't know what to expect. I initially thought about the street bin service, of course, and Dunleary had always been famous for being one of the early adopters of the big belly bins, for example. Yeah. So I kind of thought about that, and I obviously thought about street sweepers and that sort of thing, but I didn't know really what to expect outside of that. And even coming into the cleansing section, in the first instance, I hadn't realised what variety alone there is in the cleansing section in terms of, the beaches aspect that's tied to it, the coastal protection. And then even within the cleansing service, they operate a number of recycling centres and the wide variety of cleansing activities that there are. So, if I'm honest, I didn't know what to expect to a certain extent coming in. But it's been really, really good. I've really enjoyed it. And it's more than I probably could have imagined it ever would have been.
And my next question was going to be, do you enjoy working for the council? So I can take that as a pretty strong yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As I say, I did really enjoy my time in the private sector as well. But I think for me, the big thing with joining the council has been the community benefit of the work we do, and being able to see the work on the ground. And as I mentioned, I live in the area, being able to, go out to the beach or take a walk out down the street for a coffee, or, go into Blackrock Village on a Saturday or Sunday morning and, see a public realm enhancement scheme that we've delivered and really feel the benefit of what work has been done. So, that's been the big thing really for me.
And you say you go around the county, you get to enjoy all of your projects. Are you able to switch off out of work mode, even though you're in these previous environments that you have been working in? Like, you're such a busy individual in the council, are you able to get a good work-life balance still?
Yeah, I feel on balance the work with a local authority is very fulfilling work. I think most people, you're always busy in what you do. I think good people will always keep themselves busy no matter what they do. But I feel you do get that nice variety with the council, and I feel there's a very good work-life balance in the council. My wife might say slightly differently when I'm walking around the town with her at the weekend, pointing out a crack in a footpath or a blocked gully or a bin that might be full. So she might disagree in that sense. But generally speaking, no, I find there is a good work-life balance. There's a very supportive team, and there's a very good culture in Dunleary, Rathdown County Council in particular. Of all the places I suppose I've worked before, it's one of the best environments I've ever been in terms of a culture of people that want to help and support each other, and just generally maintain a high morale. There's always challenging times in any job, but I think people really pull together in Dunleary to keep a good morale and a strong culture. I generally find it's a good work-life balance, a good place to work, and I really enjoy it.
Great. And I definitely agree, but having worked across different departments in the council in my time, the morale is great. The culture it's a really enjoyable place to work, and everyone is truly pleasant to deal with. There are vacancies that are available. So for anyone who is interested in joining the council as an engineer, what can you tell me about the vacancies that we have at the moment, James?
Yeah, so I suppose firstly, I'd encourage engineers of all grades or of all levels of experience to look for opportunities within the council. So at present, we do have vacancies for executive engineers and assistant engineers. And we will later this year be advertising for graduate engineers as well. So like that really offers a good progression path for any young engineer or engineers of all grade really coming into the council and having that opportunity if they're ambitious to progress through the organisation. Typically an entry grade engineer would come in as a graduate and they would then progress to an assistant after a couple of years before in time progressing to an executive engineer position. So in effect, you know, we have opportunities coming up at all of those levels. So, you know, for any engineer coming into the council, they can see that opportunity for progression. And as I mentioned before, there's a wide variety of areas people can get involved in coming into the council as an engineer, you know, whether they come in and work as a roads engineer or they come into the cleansing and beaches section or they go into the projects office or active travel, or transportation. There really is a wide variety of areas for engineers to get involved in. And as they progress through the organization, they'll get that very broad base of experience across areas and really become a very well-rounded engineer.
So you yourself, you're not an unusual case in the variety of projects that you're involved in. That would be pretty commonplace for engineers in DLR.
Exactly. So like I'm across operation sections, but I suppose the way the organization collaborates across sections and has to, I suppose, building the new infrastructure to maintaining and operating it. If an engineer comes into, you know, the transportation section or the cleansing section, you know, they will be dealing with engineers and other departments that are involved in, you know, other infrastructure schemes. There's always overlaps in areas. There's lots of, cross-functional initiatives and supports across sections. So nobody should ever be concerned about coming into a particular section and feeling siloed. In my experience, certainly in Dunleary, that doesn't happen. There's always opportunities to work with not just engineers, obviously, people of other disciplines across, planning, architects, landscape designers, all sorts of disciplines. There's lots of opportunities to work across sections. So, my biggest advice to anyone coming in is, you know, don't necessarily, if you're assigned to a particular area to begin with, feel you're going to be siloed in that environment and not get an opportunity to work diversely across the organization. That won't happen. There's ample opportunities to work with people in other areas, and there's lots of, I suppose, cross-functional initiatives that get established within the council and offer people opportunities if they so wish to work more diversely across areas. And there's also, you know, on the engineering side of things in particular, there's lots of opportunities to work across other local authorities on collaborative initiatives, national working groups, and get involved with, engagement with the likes of the National Transport Authority. Transport Infrastructure Ireland, some of our schemes are funded by both of those authorities and we work closely with them. So, there's lots of scope to get involved, both internally and with some other external authorities. And of course, dealing with the community and, you know, our wider stakeholders and elected members. There's lots of variety, as I say, and I know I've probably repeated that a bit, but there really is, and no one should ever be concerned that they're going to be siloed into an area that won't progress from. There's ample opportunity. I suppose lastly, for anyone that is ambitious and is looking for a career in the public sector, you know, keep an eye out obviously on the council website and keep an eye out for our adverts for our positions that are coming up at engineering grade, and not just engineering grade, obviously there's a whole host of variety of positions across the council, and it's a really good time to join the council. There's a lot of progression and development happening in the council at the minute, so for anyone that's interested in a career of public service, now is definitely the time.
Thanks very much, James. Now we move from the operations side of things to capital projects, as I'm joined by my next guest, Margaret Hartnett. Margaret, thanks very much for joining me today. Much like James, we'll get started with a little bit about you first. What can you tell me about your role with Dunleary Rathdown County Council?
My main role is focused mainly on the delivery of larger projects for Dunleary Rathdown County Council.
Okay, what would constitute a large project? Like, everything that we do in the council is quite big. There's no small jobs that we do. So what would, to you, what would a large project be?
I suppose the main thing are main large road projects.
Okay.
We categorize, you know, anything kind of over, I suppose we kind of categorize anything major as being kind of over 5 or 10 million, you know what I mean? So,
wow.
So, and any big, large road projects, mainly it's large road projects and any major kind of infrastructure over 5 or 10 million.
Okay.
That's sort of the level I'd be working on.
It's a pretty high threshold.
Yeah.
You yourself are an engineer, much like James that we spoke to earlier on, aren't you?
Yes.
Where did you study?
I did my degree in University College Cork and did my postgrad with in University of Bath long distance learning course with University of Bath on international project management.
Oh, lovely! And how long have you been with DLR, the council here?
Just a year. I started September 23. So before that I was with the Wicklow County Council.
Okay.
Since 2004. So initially with them I was working on mainly working as a resident engineer on their major road projects like the Wicklow Port Access Town Relief Road, Delgany Bypass, Greystone Southern Access Route. So I worked on that until 2012. And then I moved into the projects office, you know, in-house with the Wicklow County Council and working on active travel schemes for cycling and pedestrians and public realm improvements. Like we've built the Fitzwilliam Town Square in Wicklow Town and the Arklow Town Centre refurbishment project in the middle of the town as well. So, and then I also worked on greenways, which are kind of off-road cycling and pedestrian off-road tracks, which are, I suppose, we have three major ones going on, which are over kind of 20 kilometres. And one of them was the Greystones to Wicklow coastal route, and a major scheme around the Blessington Lakes, all cycling and pedestrian around the lakes. And then the Arklow Shillelagh, which is an old railway track, we were going to convert that into a greenway as well. So three major projects, all at different stages in terms of planning and design.
And so you spent a good bit of time in the public sector now.
Yes.
But you were private sector beforehand.
Private sector
before. What drew you from the private sector and into the public sector?
I think I say the private sector, while I really enjoyed it, I suppose I was always drawn to being more working for the public in terms of, I thought it was just a kind of giving back to the community. I suppose it was believing in the projects as well a bit more, you know what I mean? Believing that the projects had a kind of for the greater good.
Societal benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Contributing back to society. And because they were part of big development plans, you know, county development plans that went through a major public consultation, you know, major input from all departments, that they were on balance for the greater good of the county. So anything that we were doing, I always felt had a major impact in terms of opening up lands for development, opening up lands for housing, providing bypasses for towns. So that would then enable us to, you know, create better spaces in towns because, you know, you're removing the HGVs and the major amount of cars from the town centre. So it was always kind of like, I felt that it was all part of a kind of a jigsaw to creating better environments, you know, in town centres. And so it was always for me, it was kind of like creating a better place to live really for people in the communities, that everything we were doing was leading to that eventually, you know what I mean? So it kind of drew me in that way. And I suppose it also drew me because when I started working now in the county council, the sheer range of projects as well. There's so many different stuff going on from big and small that there was just every day is never the same with the amount of projects that's going on. And the number of it's a fantastic area to work in terms of the diversity of projects.
And would that be a big difference between the public and private? Would you say you'd get a lot more variety in your role here?
Oh, huge variety.
In the public sector.
Huge variety, yeah. And not only that, not in terms of the variety as well, not only that, but you've so many stages in it. You're actually in charge of from the beginning. You can take ownership of a project from the very beginning in terms of the planning, getting the concept right, getting the brief right, getting everybody involved, and getting everybody's input into it, getting the project brief correct at the beginning and following it through then, right through, you know, through options and doing environmental assessments and getting your design properly together and getting the right contractor to build the job so you can be in charge of the whole project from day one to completion. And that's a real sense of
that probably fosters a real sense of pride in your work. Like you're really putting a piece of yourself into each project then if you get to see it from day one right through to completion, does it?
Yeah. Exactly. Like that you're bringing that motivation and I suppose your dynamic into it, that you're fully involved in making sure you've part it's delivered and you get it through to construction. And so you're making your way through that road, you know, to get it completed. So it's a real sense of satisfaction and a real sense of achievement and a real sense of you're part of the jigsaw in terms of building that community for the local.
Yeah, it must
area.
Be rewarding seeing like the likes of your work in a town. If you are working on a project and then you go and visit that town or you drive through the town and you see your own work, you see people using or you see the benefit that it's providing to this area, that must be really rewarding as well after the project is done.
Oh, it's really rewarding. Yeah, that's one of the, like even Fitzwilliam Square in Wicklow, generally when I go down there now, just the difference in, because we pedestrianised one of the streets and we made, so basically the coffee shops along that now have started using it in terms of they put out their chairs and tables and the sun, whatever the sunshine always hits at the right time. So whenever you drive through, because the cars are now gone, now that had its own initial challenges, but now that the cars are gone, because you don't, and we've slowed all the traffic right down, it's much more of a peaceful, calm area to be in. So it's easy to have your cup of coffee there. And you just see even the park now, there was kind of a green in the middle of the town. And we all landscaped that again and planted new trees and planted new landscaping. So people now can sit in there, there's benches in there. And instead of being surrounded by loads of cars, you're not. You're surrounded by slow moving cars on two sides, but then the third side, it's all just coffee shops opened out into the area. So it's a real centre of calmness and peacefulness. But yet you're in the town centre as well. So I suppose I'm a big fan of getting people back into town centres and benefit to it.
I do indeed. I live just down the road from Wicklow myself, so I know very well the projects that you're describing. I can see the benefit. And it is, it's a great little spot to be going for a coffee, and it is, it's very different nowadays.
Yeah.
I know you're only here in DLR about a year or so, nearly a year now. Have you been involved in any, I know these are very long-term projects, so I'm sure you haven't seen something from start to completion at the moment, but what sort of projects have you been involved in with us so far?
Well, the main ones are, so there's a few big projects going on in construction at the moment. We've Black Glen, which is kind of improving cycling, pedestrian. A few new projects that are coming on board is Glenamuck, which is opening up lands for housing development. So that'll be a huge opening, you know, building that road will open up a lot of developers, then will be able to build their housing on that. So that'll obviously help with them providing more houses in the area. I suppose in terms of other schemes, Hillcrest Road, we're also working on improving the cycling pedestrian movements. You know, it's very tight there for pedestrians. So trying to improve cycling and pedestrian facilities along that road. I suppose in terms of other schemes then we're working on is where we've currently got funding for assessing, you know, derelict buildings in Dunleary and trying to bring them back into life again. You know, there are some derelict buildings in Dunleary, so we're funding for basically purchasing them and trying to bring them back to life, bring them back into the market again, trying to bring them back into use again. Yeah, so
very interesting.
I suppose that's a great scheme in terms of public realm improvements as well, because, you know, if you do build the public realm improvements in terms of new footpaths, slowing traffic down, if you've still got derelict properties around, it doesn't still create. So if we can improve those derelict properties to some degree, bring them back into use, maybe get people living them again. You know, in terms of if you can, you know, if you can make more attractive the buildings around it as well, it creates that public realm improvement as well.
And that probably speaks to your, what you were saying earlier on, that you want to see more people in the towns.
That'd be a big,
breathing new life into these buildings in Dunleary would be a huge benefit.
So you know, you create the infrastructure. I know there's a lot of layers goes on as well by providing the infrastructure. I know that. But at least if you provide the infrastructure,
you can create, maybe if you can get people in
and if you can, you know, because obviously that's the place where you want to be because you've got the buses and the DART running from there. You know what I mean? So that's where people, and then it's more socially inclusive because you can have people, older, younger people mixing more and creating more of a vibrancy in the area. So so working on that as well. And then we've other bits, you know, we're also working on, you know, like other, we're working on community, cultural and civic hub in Dundrum. We're working on the sports and civic campus in Samuel Beckett. So there's other big, great big projects in terms of sports and recreation as well. So all these schemes are just creating more social inclusion, people, for places for young people to go to, you know what I mean? And their health and fitness, obviously, as well. So it's the range is amazing that we're working at the moment, you know.
And very much the range, it also means that you probably deal with a lot of different departments across the council as well, like between the sports campus up in Ballyogan, the Samuel Beckett one. You probably deal with a couple of the sports guys here, Glen and Muck. You may
That's
be involved
right.
with housing or roads or anyone. So there's not just different areas in the public, but you get to work with a lot of different departments across the council as well.
Yeah, there's a huge multidisciplinary team goes on with these projects. It's not just the projects office. Yeah, there's a huge multidisciplinary team working on it. Like we work from the environment section, the housing section, the planning section, the sports section, the community section. So like we all have project boards set up for each of these projects that we're all, everybody, every section has a person on the project boards, and we're all involved with all the decision making, going through, getting the brief right, making sure we get the brief right in terms of all the needs from the different sections, you know, into that brief. And so it's part, it's part of a huge team working on each of these projects, and making sure every voice, everybody gets into the project, their needs, you know, and then trying to negotiate, you know what I mean, making sure that we get a balance of everything, you know what I mean? Because everybody has their own, what everything they want, you know what I mean? Which is great. But then you're trying to work it so that you negotiate the best with the,
manage expectations.
The financial constraints, you know what I mean? That we're working to some kind of a budget, you know, and trying to make sure we get what we need, but trying to be, as you said, managing expectations, you know? So there's a huge range of projects, and every day there's a new project comes in that's a different, you know what I mean, a different project to work on. So no two days are the same
for you.
Absolutely, for sure, because it's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Because every time we work on something, there's another and more urgent, because we're in construction as well. Obviously, when you're in construction, they have to be dealt with. That's much more dynamic, you know what I mean? Because an impact in construction, any time delay in a construction project, obviously has huge financial implications. So you're their priority, you know what I mean? Resolving those issues on the spot. And then because we're very different stages in each of the projects, you're constantly, you're either in planning or environmental, or you're dealing with a consultant or a contractor. Or, so you're always changing. Every day is different, for sure. Yeah.
And so you're not just involved with one project at a time. You've loads of different projects going on. So you could be at various different stages.
Exactly. Every day.
Every day involved, wearing loads of different hats throughout the day, almost.
So it's definitely never, it's never the same anyway. That's for sure. And that's a huge attraction. It's got to be that every day is all, variety.
Variety.
Because, you know, people don't want to do the same thing every day. You know what I mean? You know, you want something different, don't you? And challenge.
Absolutely. And what initially drew you to engineering itself then?
Well, I always loved maths. That was one of my favorite subjects in school, so that was always a big, just the problem solving with maths. And then I loved being outside, and I suppose my father was kind of in construction as well, so it drew me as being, because I'd never really thought about it in secondary school, you know, civil engineering. I always was kind of, I suppose it was a different kind of generation now, but, you know, it was kind of leading towards nursing or something, or teaching or something, you know what I mean? But then, I don't know how it came to me, really. I suppose because it was, it just seemed to lead me into it, that maths was the major thing I liked doing. And I was like, well, I want to work in this. And I was just very lucky that I picked the right career. Because, you know, it's tricky at 18, isn't it? Trying to figure out what you want to do.
Extremely,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I was just lucky that I managed to get into the right thing. Because it's very rewarding. Very, very satisfying. Yeah, yeah.
And you speak of a different generation. It must have been a bit of a challenge starting off in engineering, was it?
Yeah.
Say it's quite construction and engineering, it's quite a male dominated
sector. Yes, it was.
Sector,
yeah,
is
definitely
it?
As an RE, being an RE on site was definitely very male orientated, but always fantastic to work with, though. It was very male, especially on site. Now that's changed now when I'm in the office, you know what I mean? But definitely on site it was more, but always very easy to work with, you know what I mean? You'd have the odd challenge, you know what I mean, on site works all right, but we'd be exactly
sure doesn't everybody
be easily resolved.
Yeah. And would you say you have seen a bit of a shift? Would you say there's more it isn't as male dominated as it was previously?
Absolutely,
more women coming into
the
field.
Definitely a lot of the projects now, there's a lot more women on our any of the stakeholder board meetings we have now with the different departments, you know what I mean, in terms of NTA TII, there's a lot more women now on that, I you know what I mean, on those boards, and even in house now there's an awful lot of women we're dealing with, so it's great to see that shift into the feed, there's more of a balance there, you know, maybe a bit to go, but yeah,
that's fantastic.
It is fantastic in terms of even talking to some of my friends now in terms of, you know, encouraging their daughters to think about civil engineering, you know what I mean? That it's not all muck and dirt on a, you know, on a site.
There's still a bit of it, but some shelter
exactly,
in the office
exactly.
as well.
Yeah, a nice balance.
A nice balance.
So, like, it's such an attractive career, you know what I mean? It's such a satisfying that it's... I think it would be great to encourage more women to get into it, you know, younger women into it. It's definitely a great career. And you can travel worldwide with it. You know what I mean? It's a career that you can definitely travel with it, you know, all over the world.
Yeah.
So it's very rewarding. Yeah.
Rewarding. It's a great description of a job to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would you say is your favourite thing about your role in DLR?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I suppose I'd see it as such a collaborative, professional, multidisciplinary environment. It's just very great to have that all in one, you know what I mean, one council. You know, I know that's the same now, but it's just having that range of professional, that multidisciplinary environment here is fantastic, getting that professional, you know, input from all different sections. I suppose because we're working in such a diverse range of projects is really satisfying. And I suppose from big and small projects, and I suppose in terms of just, I suppose there's great promotional opportunities as well for people coming into Dún Laoghaire right down, you know, that, and I suppose just the big and small projects that they're going on here, it's just so diverse, but they're every little thing it can enhance, you know what I mean? Every little thing seems to be able to enhance some part of somebody's life, you know what I mean? So some aspect of society benefits from it. Yeah, exactly. Even if it's a really small project, somebody will benefit from it. So that's what I really enjoy about it. Yeah.
Very interesting. What... There was one other question that I wanted to kind of clear up, only for myself. James had mentioned he's the operations side of things and you're the capital projects. What would you say is the big difference between those? Is it the budget? Is it you work on projects that are 5 million plus? Or how would you describe that difference?
I suppose the difference is that whatever we work on is going to result in a new product, you know what I mean? Like, so the roads is going to be a new piece of infrastructure, you know? Whereas I suppose more the operations is more keeping what the maintenance of whatever's out there is going to be maintained to a high level, you know what I mean? That what it was built at, that And that's a constant. It's not going to result in new project, but it's maintaining whatever they had for very high standards. So that's what I see as the main. And I suppose for, in terms of operations as well, it's probably a more dynamic environment slightly than projects, because we probably have a bit more time to make decisions on, whereas in operations, it's very dynamic. You know, once you go out and start to resurface a road, or you're in that, they have to keep maintaining it. You know what I mean? It's a constant. Whereas I suppose delivering a new project probably takes more time as well in terms of planning. You've got to get the brief right. You've got to get the planning in place. You know what I mean? It probably takes more time to get that side of things, you know, underway and get the actual construction done. So it's probably a bit more dynamic, the operation side. And I suppose projects, we do end up with a new product at the end of it.
A new thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, very interesting. Yeah. That's a good way of describing it.
Now, obviously, then the operations kick in then to that product once it's delivered. You know what I mean? Yeah,
there's a lot of involvement. I'd say you're very much interlinked,
that,
the two sides.
That needs then, that maintenance then. There's a new product has to be maintained again, kept maintained, you know. Because as you know, the product won't last forever. It needs that constant maintenance and needs to be upgraded. You know what I mean? So that it's the life, you know, the long-term lifetime of the product is maintained, you know.
Yeah. And one final one, that I've been meaning to ask you. Are you able to find do you find you have a good work-life balance in here? Because walking around, being an engineer, being involved in so many different projects outdoors that you could just come across on your weekends or a day off, are you able to find a good work-life balance working for the council?
I definitely think there's great. There's even though we work long hours and it's very pressure, because you are under pressure to get your budgets, you know, completed by the end of the year, get your projects underway. But in terms of work-life balance, there's great, the council is great in terms of, you know, flexibility, you know what I mean? We've gotten our working from home, that you're not gone from 7 till 7, and you're not commuting long distances possibly on certain days, that you've got more scope for your family.
Always a benefit as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
At the weekends, are you then able to switch off and enjoy your work as a customer or a user of these? So if you go down to Wicklow Town, you can appreciate Fitzwilliam Square for what it is now.
And
have a coffee and switch off and relax and enjoy it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Insight. Thanks also to James and Margaret for taking the time to chat to me about their work in the council. If you're interested in applying for a role as an engineer with us, visit our website, where we have several engineering vacancies available. Just go to dlrcoco.ie/careers. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe and let people know about our podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and we upload new episodes regularly. For all the latest updates from the council, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also visit our website and subscribe to the DLR Times at dlrcoco.ie. That's all for this episode. I hope you found it insightful.